Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in, whether you're tuning in live or in the archives. Thank you for being here. And I just always love the idea of the combined energy of everyone that listens to this show and it being this positive energy that magnifies by each of us joining together, like the concept of wherever two or more are gathered in my name. And when we gather in love this way, then it's magnified for all of us. So thank you for being here. It has been a little while since I have done an episode of the show. I've been busy. I had a wonderful trip to Cancun, which was really lovely, given that it was in winter time here, and I got to go get some sunshine and beach time. That was fabulous. So then after that, I've just been busy with lots of things and have even adopted a rescue dog. His name is Bear, and he's been keeping me busy this last week and a half. So I've been busy, and I've been doing a writing group and getting really into writing again and really have dived into bigger projects like my next book. So I feel like some floodgates have opened for me, and I hope you're feeling that too. There's a lot going on in the universe to sort of push those things. And with spring equinox just a few days ago, we're heading into spring in our seasons and heading into spring, hopefully, for most of you in your life. Depending on where you are in the world. You may be experiencing spring or not, but metaphorically you can experience it in your own life, and I hope that's what you're feeling. The universe is assisting us right now. So, like I said, it's been several weeks since I've done this show, so I've got to kind of get my feet wet again, and I came on here and the soundboard for Blog Talk Radio was changed, so I had to get used to that, some different icons. So hopefully I'll be able to get through this all right. I do usually like to just give everybody a rundown of the things I do, and I open the show with just a general topic, and the overall topic is calling on angels and remembering to ask. So that's what I'll talk about at the beginning of the show. And then once I get through that, midway through the show, I start to take callers. And most of the calls are for spiritual guidance for your best steps now on your spiritual journey. So the way when I do the show, the way I get intuitive guidance is actually usually through images, very quick images that are metaphorical, and I can translate them into some information as to what your best steps now on your spiritual journey are. And your spiritual journey affects everything that you do. So it's really the most important thing for you to focus on and for me to focus on. I like to tell people, I'm not a fortune teller. What I tell you is from where your energy is right now, what you can do to elevate that and elevate your vibration so that your spiritual journey is more in tune with how you're living, or vice versa, you're more in tune with your spiritual journey, and that elevates everything that you do. So you may be calling about something specific like a job or a love life, and my advice is still, or the messages I receive will still be geared more towards your spiritual journey, which may then affect those. So you can give me a question if you'd like, if you would like for me to try to zero in on something. And I always ask that you give me your first name. And if you feel uncomfortable with that for any reason, you can give me a different name, but just tell me that you made up a name so that I don't get some kind of confusing vibe like something's not quite right. Because I am trying to zero in very fast on these. I do some more extensive kinds of readings if you go to my website, sherrylane.com, and you can go on the energy healing area and then a link to the right of services, and that talks about some services that I offer, such as an angel intuitive reading. I call it Manifesting with Angels. So that goes much more in depth because we have a lot more time here on the show. I have to try to get through people very quickly, so I keep it limited to a very quick message that can hopefully enhance your path. Okay, so for today, this morning I was up very early, and I don't really know why, because I've been sleeping very soundly, and I was up at 4 something in the morning, and I knew I was doing the show. I had already scheduled that, but I didn't have any really specific anything to talk about. And so as I was sitting quietly this morning very early, I felt the presence of Archangel Jophiel, and I don't really know how I knew exactly that it was Jophiel, but I just did. That's how it works for me sometimes. And I always see her. Well, first, I feel her as a very feminine presence. And I always feel or see like a fuchsia or magenta color, and also like of golden, kind of like the typical angel halo effect that we think of, the golden light. But I always see a lot of that fuchsia, magenta, very intense color. And what Jophiel represents, the name means beauty of God. And Jophiel is about beautifying our surroundings, but also beautifying our own thoughts and our heart. And she's there to help us with any sort of artistic or creative work. It doesn't have to be visual arts, although she is very much to bring out those gifts in us, or bring out that energy. So when Archangel Jophiel is present, it can mean beautifying your home, beautifying your own appearance, so that you feel good and you feel beautiful and seeing yourself as beautiful, because how we see things is what we bring out. So you may be feeling these urges now. I think it's interesting, too, that I felt Jophiel because it is spring, and we think of spring as the garden blooming and all of that goodness and the good feeling that comes from that. And it's thought that Jophiel was in the Garden of Eden. And so when you think of the Garden of Eden and its absolute perfection, total abundance, love, joy, peace, harmony, that's the feeling of Jophiel. Everything's beautiful. And that's what Jophiel will help you create in your own life. No matter what your surroundings are, create that energy, tuning into that energy of beauty, where then you see it more and you're attracted to it more, where you might go walk through a garden, or you plant a garden, or bring fresh flowers home, or decide to put some color in your home. Or it can be very important that you declutter so that you can see beauty. Simplify. Joe Feel is all about simplification, so that the real beauty comes through to us, and we're not surrounded by stuff that blocks it. So all of those feelings, I want you to be open to and feel Joe Feel, and ask for her help in those things or anything creative or artistic that you're doing. She's here, and I think she's here for all of us now, because it is that time, that metaphorical spring, where all these things are coming forth, and you can ask and allow her to help you, so please do that. You may begin to see the color fuchsia more in tiny ways or big ways, and so if you do, you can just kind of have a little laugh to yourself and say, okay, Joe Feel, I see you there. I feel you. So anytime that we acknowledge angels, whether we call on them specifically by name, or we just acknowledge that, okay, I get your message, I hear it, and I'm allowing, I want you to be here to help me, then they have that greater ability to intervene where we need them, or to give us that inspiration or spark that in us. And part of Jofield's seeing beauty is about letting go of seeing the not beautiful. And I want you to think about the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was perfect until the idea of evil, ego, fear came into play. So Jofiel can help restore us to that energy of the Garden of Eden, where things are plentiful. And so if we feel lack in our lives, she can help us be restored to that vibration of understanding that everything we need is here. God has given us this garden of plenty and beautiful for us to enjoy. And it's only when we begin to get fearful and think of things as bad that we begin to destroy that. We destroy it mentally, and then we attract and create those things that we would see as not beautiful. So ask for Jofiel to be with you. Ask for that restored vision that sees beauty over everything else, and then see how it plays out in your life, because I think you'll start to see things. You'll be attracted to things that feel more beautiful, and you see them as more beautiful, and you'll notice things more beautifully all around you. So be open to that. Ask for it. Okay, we do have several callers, so I am going to go ahead and go to the first call. I do take them in the order that they're received, so if you're holding, just stay on, and you'll be the next, you know, you'll be in order. If you'd like to call in, the number for a call-in is 347-633-9823, and again, I'll take calls in the order they're received. Let people know who I'm going to next by the area code, because I don't have a call screener. This is all me here doing this. So the first area code I'm going to is 814, and you should hear a computer voice when you're live on air. Hello. Are you there?
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hello. And what's your first name?
My name is Amy.
Amy. All right, Amy, do you have a question for me?
I do.
Okay.
I just wanted to see, I know you said about asking about your spiritual path and that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this would fall in. I recently interviewed for a job on Friday, and I'm really hoping that this is where my path is planning on taking me.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's anything.
Okay. What I do, as you begin to speak, I usually see images, colors, and then I kind of translate to what I think it might mean, and then through your feedback, you know, if I say something that kind of touches a chord or a memory or resonates with you, you let me know, and that way we're able to really quickly, hopefully, zero in on something, and it may or may not be directly related to what you're asking, but like I said earlier, it's always about your best steps on your spiritual path, which then affect everything else. So one way or another, it's connected. But I first saw the color purple. And I was, it's weird, I say saw it, but I was feeling it. And I was feeling it around your heart and something about your heart. So is there anything about purple that stands out? Or is there something... is your heart hurting now? Is there a heaviness there? I even thought of Purple Heart, like, you know, the courage and the medal of valor, or if by any chance someone related to you might have received Purple Heart. Or so is there anything there that kind of strikes a chord with you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, tell me just a little bit about that, and that might help me zero it, because I get, as you talk, I get feelings. Sometimes I'll get chills or so, you know, and so if you can tell me what you think might, what kind of resonates with you in that.
I had trouble sleeping last night, and for some reason I was very nervous and anxious. I don't know.
Okay.
So that could be why.
Okay.
That heaviness around. You know.
Yes, I'm trying. There is something here that I'm trying to I can feel something. So give me just. It feels like it has to do with sort of courage, which then can have to do with fear or needing the courage. It feels like maybe to me it's about the courage to speak your heart, something that has hurt you that maybe you need to, I want to say let go of, but it's almost like you need to vocalize and get your, be able to get your feelings out there and hopefully acknowledged. So is there a situation where you're afraid to talk about it that has hurt your heart, wounded you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it family? Is there something in your family that has stuck with you for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way, can you envision any way that it is something you could talk about and bring up so that you can maybe release it from burdening your heart?
I mean, I have tried.
Okay. So maybe it's something that you don't feel like you can talk about with the other person, but so maybe what we need to ask for is that you can just release from it. Do you want to share any part of it here as a way to release, or is it something that you don't feel comfortable sharing?
That's just an up and down relationship, and he's not supportive of the interview that I went on Friday and that.
Okay, so who is he? Is it family member or mm-hmm. love interest or
yeah.
family?
My husband.
Your husband.
Yeah,
okay. So it's family and love interest. So that makes it kind of double heavy. Okay. Now that makes sense to me that's what I was seeing when you were asking about the job interview. You don't feel like he's supportive and that's weighing on your heart. Do you feel a little bit afraid about if I get this job, what is that going to create? Is there going to be tension or anger? Are you concerned about that?
No, because I just feel he doesn't, I mean, he's like this with everything that I've went for.
Okay.
So I'm just.
Are you still together? Is this current husband, ex-husband?
No, we're still together.
Okay. But you feel...
I'm just not... Yeah, this...
You feel a heaviness about, like...
It's a wonderful opportunity. Yeah, it's a really good... Better than what I thought before I went there.
The interview.
Yeah, but better than before there, after they
discussed. And his reaction when you told him about it, that you felt very good about it?
He didn't really ask, and I didn't elaborate on it because it would just cause more tension between us.
Okay, so you have a dilemma. If you get this job, you want to be excited about it. You want your heart into it, but there's sort of a heaviness or a shadow over it. Because then, well, tell me, what would you do if you were offered the job?
I'd accept it.
You would accept. Do you think he would be excited, or what would his feelings be or reaction?
Probably not be, but there's a lot more perks than what I have now.
Okay. Can you, I can hear in your voice the, I keep saying heaviness because that's what I feel and that's what I hear. You're not fully allowing yourself to be in that joy and excitement and anticipation of this job in such a way that you can help draw it to you and help it come to fruition, because there is this kind of hesitation. And so I do think whether it's talking to him and getting to the root of some of that, or if you do some self-talk about, I want to release any hesitation I have, any heaviness on my heart, any wound there that might cause me in my energy to not attract this job that I really do want. You know, and that is something that you can ask angels to help you with. What sort of a job is it? What type of work?
It's a budget analyst position.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's a budget analyst.
Okay. I just want you to find a way to feel your excitement, whether he does or not, or get him to join in your excitement, one or the other. And if you don't think that you can convince him, then you need to step outside of that and ask for all the help you can. And that's where, like I said, angels can help you lift your own energy. Because what I hear in your voice and what I feel is sort of already defeated because you can't be fully excited about it. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
So I want you to find a way to be excited. So if you have to clear your mind of whatever he's going to think, and you just pray and ask angels to surround you and protect your energy and lift any burdens or any doubts, so that you can feel 100% excited about this. You know, whatever it takes to get you feeling just like you just want to skip down the road. You're so excited. That's what I want you to feel, because your energy is actually almost creating a barrier, yet you want that job. But do you see how, like, laws of attraction is putting out that where you're kind of heavy about it? Then it's like a lead barrier out there, a heavy barrier that's saying, nope, don't come this way, even though you really, you know, it's that mixed signal. And so that's where we end up in limbo a lot of times, where our energy is saying one thing, we want this, but our energy is saying something different. Then we don't understand why we can't get anything to come to pass for us. So that's what I would say, concentrate your energy on right now, asking for help in lifting your vibration, lifting any barriers, so that you can feel 100% excited about this possibility.
Okay.
And help draw it to you. And so that you can just, when you think about it, you smile and you don't have any worries about, oh, what's it going to mean? You just celebrate it in your heart. Try to. And I know it's hard, because we are surrounded by other people's energy. And you just ask angels to surround you in their white light, and I'm going to say this magenta fuchsia light too. It's empowering. And ask for that. Do everything you can to elevate your vibration right now where you can be very excited.
Okay?
And that's okay. The best thing you can do, and it will affect that and everything else. And the more you can do it, the greater your odds are of letting down that wall so that you can attract this job or something better. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And okay. I'm going to hold good thoughts for you.
Okay.
And everyone listening, I ask it that everyone does. So you just think good things. And Archangel Jophiel was the angel for today. Call on her because she helps us see the beauty and feel empowered that way and helps us manifest. So you call on her and call on any angels that will help you. Okay?
Okay. I will do that. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I heard Amy's voice lift up a little bit there at the end. That's a tough spot to be in. You know, sometimes we don't even realize that just the energy around us can weigh us down so much that even the things we deserve and are coming our way, somehow we push it away even though we aren't intentionally doing so. So it's really important to clear your energy. And on that note, and Amy, I hope you're still listening, on the archives of this radio show, and I think it was back August when I did this one, there is an energy clearing meditation. So if you just scroll through the archives and go to the energy clearing meditation and do that, I think it's 55 minutes, something like that. It helps you clear your chakras, get yourself, your energy balanced, and it will just help you when you have any heaviness, because it is you asking for divine support in doing that. So look through the archives, go to the energy clearing meditation. I do it myself whenever I feel like I need that kind of boost, and it will give you that boost, that jolt of lightness that you might need, that we all need from time to time. We're surrounded in this heavy energy here, dense energy. Okay, the next caller is area code 720. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you? This is Avatar.
Okay, I am doing well. What can I do for you today? Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I do. I'm planning to go to Arizona, and I'm really excited about going. I made a decision a couple of weeks ago to go to this conference, and when I initially decided to go, I decided to get, you know, double occupancy at the hotel in case my friend wanted to go, and I mentioned it to her. And she did say she wanted to go, but I guess the question is about, I'm committed to going, but you know how sometimes you might make plans with other people and they say they're going to do something or something may come up or they may not be able to go or whatever. So we're supposed to be getting the tickets through her son and you know, for both her and I, and I just wanted to see, you know, if you were picking up on anything like that, if she was really committed or if she would be able to.
Okay, when you say getting the tickets, you mean the tickets to the conference or the event?
No, I'm going to be doing that part.
Okay,
the hotel to fly,
Oh, the
air tickets.
Oh,
to fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get anything specific about the airline. Now, when are you planning? When is this event?
In August.
August. Okay, so you still have plenty of time if you need to book your own ticket. My thoughts as I say that is you may end up needing to book your ticket, but you got plenty of time for that. Now, this was the fun part when you started talking. I saw a bucket, you know, like an old metal bucket, a pail, and then I saw a well, like it was being lowered down into the well to get the water, and it was like going to the well, you know, how we go to the well for renewal and for wisdom. And so when you said you were going to an event, that just made me smile, because that is like what you're doing. You're going to the well. You get that renewal, that, you know, you're lowering your own bucket and filling it with water, and it's going to be cleansing and restorative. So that is a really good feeling I get about this event for you, okay, and this trip, just in general.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up too.
Yes, it feels really exciting. The woman at the well, and it just all feels like really aligned very well, and is you're on the right path there. Now, I'm not real sure about your friend and the airline ticket. I do feel kind of this, like maybe she's a little wishy-washy about it and not sure. But I take it that you want to go whether or not she does, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. So you got plenty of time to book the airline ticket, I think. So maybe you just, you know, take a look at the airline. If you see any good deals and you want to go for it, then that's a good opportunity to just say to her, now, I want to go ahead and book my ticket so that I know it's done and paid for. Are you ready to book, or do you, you know, do you want to wait and do it later? But I want to be committed, and that's a good way to determine. And, you know, you can go ahead with your own plans if you need to, or it gives her that opportunity to say, yes, I'm in, or I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't change my plans because she decides not to go. I would still go because you are going for that renewal. That's what I feel for you about that. And so you do what, you know, you stay your course. And if she goes, she goes. Don't let her failing to book cause you to fail to book when you feel like you need to. But you do have time on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
that's exciting. So what is this event you're going to?
Well, it's the 29th annual. It's a conference where people come from all over the world, and they come together. And it's really, the focus is really to help humanity and help Mother Earth in the ascension process.
Yes. Okay. That's wonderful. I've read about a few of those kinds of events, and it's really exciting to me how many different things like that there are now, and different areas that are kind of those meccas for that kind of thing. I think on the last show, someone brought up Rhinebeck, New York, and it didn't click with me on the show that that's where Omega Institute is, and they've done that kind of thing for a long time. But now, you know, wherever you live, there are things generally somewhat close by that you can do. But Sedona, you said Sedona is where you're going, right?
No, it's not Sedona.
Sedona. Okay. But you're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be great for you. So, and just think of it. Between now and then, you just think of it as going to the well. You're going to that well, your restoration and cleansing. And you just think of it that way, because that's what it's going to be for you.
Yeah.
Okay?
So,
you're on.
Okay.
Okay, and you just, you take care of your plans as you need to, and if your friend doesn't go, don't take it personally, because all you can do is walk your path.
Okay.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Have a great time. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see, the next call. I've never seen one like this that says Facebook, so I don't know if that's a computer call or what that is, so I'm going to try to put you on the air and see what happens. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know how Facebook came up as your phone number identity. Are you doing Skype and Facebook together or something? How does that work?
Yeah. Okay. Facebook are one in one thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't ever done that. So what is your first name, and what can I do for you?
Oh, my name is Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. Do you have a question, or do you want a general reading?
Oh, gosh, a general would be great.
Okay. I saw yellow right away, lots of yellow. And that could be, like I was talking about Jophiel earlier. She presents a lot of times with yellow and fuchsia. But then I saw a canary, the bird canary. And so my first thought about that is, you know, canary sings and is that songbird and is joyous. And do you sing at all, or do you listen to a lot of music, or what does music, does it play any role for you?
No, actually, I really don't listen that much to music. I do like it. I've just been not really listening to much music.
Okay, I think you should listen to music now. That's going to help you a lot, lift your vibration. So, you know, do that. It doesn't even have to be any big process. Just turn the radio on more. I find myself, I sometimes forget, and I do like silence sometimes when I'm in the house and I like the silence, but sometimes I probably need music too when I kind of forget to turn it on. So that's probably a message for me too. Now, I also was thinking of canary. After that initial of the canary singing and music, sometimes we get these double messages, I thought about the canaries that they send into the coal, into the mines. And so is there anything right now that you're fearful of, or a danger that you're concerned about, or that's weighing on you?
No, not really.
Okay. And maybe it is just the music. Let's see. It feels like there is something else there. Not like anything real ominous. So there's nothing. Is there anything financial weighing over you, like right now? Like that you have to come up, you know, like something big you have to come up with or pay?
God, I hope not.
Okay. No, this is not an alarming thing. I guess it's just to be aware of your surroundings right there. Definitely not paranoid. You don't want to attract things. But it feels like to me there is some kind of awareness that I want you to have, and all you have to do is ask for that awareness, and whatever you need to be shown will be shown to you so that it's not any kind of big concern. Does that make sense? So nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel alarming to me, but it feels like you do need an awareness of something that could end up being not good if you aren't aware. And so ask to be shown whatever it is you need to see so that you can prevent any kind of problem. Okay. It feels like there just may be someone near you that you need to be aware of, something that maybe isn't on the up and up, and nothing really huge, but just ask for that awareness, because I want you to know the facts, know what's real around you. But the singing, the music, it was a really, really exciting, bright feeling. So sometimes with that comes, just be careful of this one little thing. Be aware of it, you know, but sing a song, let your song out. You know, Wayne Dyer says, don't die with your music still in you. And he doesn't just mean music as if we're a musician or a singer. It just means whatever it is we're supposed to let out, our gifts, let that out. So listen to music. It's going to bring out some of your gifts and talents. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
But ask for that awareness, too, and be open your eyes to see whatever it is you need to see, and kind of kick out of the way, get rid of.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay. Let's see. Oops. All right, next one. I almost thought I knocked somebody off. Next call, we're going to move right in. We've got a few more calls. The next one is area code 360.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Okay. Have I spoken to you before?
I don't recall.
Okay. All right. I just, I don't know, your vibe sounded familiar to, or it felt familiar, so that's okay. Maybe we We are connected somewhere out there. Do you have a question for me today?
I'm worried about this car I just bought, and I've just been through the grist mill with this kid that wrecked my other car, and he was supposed to be this mechanic, and he just destroyed my car, and now I'm getting a cold, and, you know, I'm just...
Okay.
I'm really worried if this new car, this new used car that I overpaid for is going to last, or what's going to happen with this thing. Is there something wrong with it? It seems like there's something wrong with it.
Okay. Okay, so you wrecked your car, and the person that was in the accident, like, caused
no,
it?
No, I wasn't in an accident.
Oh, it was the mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic wrecked it. The mechanic
messed it up.
Like, yeah, he took parts. He didn't bolt things down. He overfilled the transmission fluid.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he left parts just laying in the engine bay. He didn't hook up the parking module.
So what did you do with that car? Did you just trash it?
No, it's sitting outside, and then this other guy said he would buy it, but I might have waited too long, and I don't know if he's going to buy it for, like, $420.
Okay, and meanwhile, you bought something else.
Yeah, because I had to have something safe to drive, and now I think I overpaid too much for this car at this dealership, and
okay, so
I think it might have a problem now, too.
What? All right, did you just get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, what color is the new car?
Brown.
What color is the old car?
Gray.
Okay. All right, because what I first saw was the color green and then like a green box. And so the first thing that came to my mind was like the green recycle bin. So as you were talking, I was feeling kind of around the car thing that it's something about recycling, and I'm trying to just talk my way through this to see what feelings I get, whether it's about recycle the old car or the new car. Feels like to me that it's about your new car, that you are sort of recycling. It's a used car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels, I think, okay. It feels like there may be a couple things that you have to do, though. Have you taken it to an independent mechanic, not the place you bought it?
Yeah, I did. He did a real quick look at it, you know, but that was all.
And is it still under any kind of warranty?
No, it didn't come with, they didn't give me a warranty.
Okay. I would get it in to have things checked. There may be a couple things that you need to do that then will prevent something else from going wrong. My gut feeling, what I'm getting, I don't think it's anything huge, but there may be a couple little preventatives that haven't been done that can then help keep it from having any other problems. So I can't get a really good read on it. I don't always get good things on the material things. Like I said, it's more about your spiritual journey, but I tried to sort of tune in on that for you, and that's kind of just my general vibe. I would get it in to be looked at, and any little things, there may be a few little things. Now, I want to talk about your spiritual journey, and are you on a recycle phase or anything like that? Are you feel like you're going in a loop, like you keep repeating?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would that be about? What things do you feel like you're sort of recycling the same things?
Well, I keep getting taken advantage of. I keep getting in situations where people treat me bad.
Okay. And I guess the car is one example of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And
a major ripoff. Major.
Why do you feel like you're in this cycle? Where do you think it started? And I'm feeling, sometimes I'll feel an age for when maybe a pattern started. And as I said that, I was kind of feeling like maybe around that 10-year-old age. Did you have any changes in your life around 10?
Well, around kindergarten, my mother got custody of me back, and it was horrible. And
okay.
I just had a life of a really bad life because she got me back.
Okay, and did she retain custody for the rest of your childhood?
Yes.
Okay.
Teenager.
Okay, and can you think of, it may be, you know, that it was the five-year-old time. Can you think of anything around 9, 10, though, that happened? Did anything change in your home? Did she remarry? Did you move?
Moved, probably.
Okay. Because I feel like when this cycle got really solidified was around that age. And, you know, sometimes that is an age that girls in particular have maybe had confidence and then begin to lose it. So maybe it's something like that. I feel like that's where your pattern of sort of letting people walk all over you started or really got deep. So can you recall that age, I don't know, maybe fourth, fifth grade, did you, things change at school where you felt like you?
I think kids started picking on me about.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you would just kind of let them do whatever so that to try to get them to be nice to you or to just not bother you.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to do about it. So
right.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it's a common thing for children. So I feel like that at that age is where you really got into this pattern of not standing up for yourself and just letting it happen. And I spoke earlier of that energy clearing meditation. That's a good place to start and just get yourself clear, get yourself stronger. And if you go back through the archives and do that, then you can move on and do other things. I have other meditations in the archives. The second one is forgiveness meditation and cord cutting. Well, it's actually the other way around. I think it's the energy clearing and then the cord cutting and forgiveness. All of those things lift up the heaviness or any pain that we're feeling, any events associated with it, any people associated with it. And it's just a way of asking angels and spirit to help rid us of those things. I think those could be very, very helpful for you. And I think it is sort of a lifetime that just it took root at that time in your life. You were weakened. You'd have had a tough go of it already, and you just sort of got stuck there. Your psyche, you got stuck. And so since then you have let people, you've recycled that pattern and done it over and over and over, kind of recycled the garbage, so to speak. And I want you to try to get rid of it and begin to say, no, I am better and I deserve better. And when we don't think we're worthy, then we don't attract things like we're worthy. So that's the energy you need to work through of no longer feeling unworthy, beginning to feel worthy and good. And so I want you to try to do those meditations and lift that vibration where you begin to feel your real self, because for all of us, our real self is bright and beautiful and wonderful. But we get sidetracked in this earth existence and we lose it, and then we lose it some more, and then we lose it some more, and then it feels very far away, like foreign to us. So try to remember that little girl self before you felt so wounded, but try those meditations or other ones like them and try to get your vibration back, get to that place where you can just let all that go, all that hurt. Okay?
Okay.
And that's the spiritual journey part. The car is a lesser part of it. Now, I know that your car is something important to you right now, but when you get the spiritual part right, then you can overcome the other things and not attract them, not be like a magnet to them. Okay?
Yeah.
So go back in the archives and try those meditations and ask to be lifted up back, made whole, made to the beautiful you.
Which meditation did you say again?
It's if you go through the archives of this radio show, and the energy clearing meditation is a while back. I think it was in August, and then maybe a few weeks after that is cord cutting and forgiveness meditation. There are three of them, and so they're completely free. Or you can, you know, if you are attracted to some other meditation done by someone else, but those are there for people to use for free whenever they feel like it, and it will help lift, clear you and lift your vibration so that you can tune in to your true spiritual self.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath for me right now. I feel your heaviness. I want to exhale it out. And think about the little four-year-old girl before everything went haywire. And she's still in there. And she thinks she's beautiful and wonderful. And you're going to go back there. And it's all going to be okay. Because you're going to remember that. And with remembering that is your power to create something new. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You be committed to you. You are worth it. Do those things because you are worth it. And you're beautiful and wonderful. And you're loved. And you will feel it again if you let yourself. And that will heal everything.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a good day and you keep breathing. Breathe in and blow it out. Get that stress out. Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that can be for everybody. Breathe in and exhale. And just let all those things, all the garbage that you keep recycling and you're going through over and over and over again, exhale it out. And make a commitment to yourself that you're going to let it go once and for all. You're going to ask for the help you need. Ask angels. Ask for their help. We have free will, and that creates sort of a barrier for them. They can't help. It's like they don't have permission to help us unless we ask. So ask. Ask for their intervention. Ask for their heavenly wisdom and their heavenly vision. And then let them guide you. Listen. It's surrendering to our true self, which is beautiful. And that's what Jophiel's message. It's going back to our own individual Garden of Eden when we were perfect and everything around us was perfect. That's where every one of our souls came from, what we were created from. And it wasn't until we started listening to ego succumbing to fear. And you can take the biblical metaphor of the serpent tempting Eve or whatever. You know, that was, you know, it's called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It wasn't until knowledge, until we started thinking of evil, even though it was an illusion, we started thinking too much, and we let ego take over. And from there, we've let it spiral. Jophiel can take you back to the Garden of Eden, where things are perfect, where the world is abundant, where you are beautiful. Or you don't feel unworthy because you don't feel like you're terrible. Ask her to take you there. Go with her. Ask all the angels for their help. Ask them to lift you up and surround you with white light to protect you from the heaviness of the world. See, we're at a really cool time right now. Because so many things are happening energetically to where we can lift up and lift out of this. But then the opposite is there are all those fearful people that really want to hold us down and hold it all back. So they cling to their fears even more. And then they start bidding out fears and all of us, everything that's going to kill us, everything, all the evil that's going to take us over, everything that's bad for us, everything that's going to give us a disease, everything, we hear it over and over and over and over and over. And the burdens just become too heavy. So we need help. But once you get pulled out of that and lifted up, you'll be okay. And the interesting thing is, when you're pulled out of it, time will be kind of a blur. You can, you know, that's one thing you can do. If you, let's say you have, you're at work and you have a whole lot you have to get done. That's another way you can ask angels, I got this deadline. Please help me manipulate time so I can get all this done with ease in the right amount of time and then be done with it. And then on the other end, you can enjoy the joyful things longer. Because time is also an illusion, so we, with the help of angels, until we can do it for ourselves, can utilize time in that way to give us what feels like more joy and more joyous time. There's nothing that you with angels can't do, and with God's blessing and help. And, you know, angels are our messengers. They are our connector to God, because God is just love. God can't do the fearful, heavy, dark. God is just love. Our minds tell us, it's the ego. They tell us all the things we're supposed to be afraid of, or all the things we've done wrong or bad, or what's going to happen to us for it. That's not God. But angels can connect us back with God. They can lift us up to where we can see that light of day. So ask every chance you get. And then instead of being cynical or closing your eyes, have your eyes wide open. That's another thing that Joe Feel does. Open my eyes to see the beauty of the world and the beauty in myself, to see the Garden of Eden, the plenty, that everything is provided, abundance, and there's joy and love and peace and harmony. Help me see that, so that I attract it back to me, and that's where I can reside. That's where my vibration will be. Feel that peace right now. It's beautiful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to put on Calling All Angels by James Seabury and Katie Lang. It's from the movie Pay It Forward, which is a lovely movie. If you haven't seen it, one of my favorites. Oh, so touching. You'll cry, though. Listen to this song and feel your angels. And I'll be right back, and I'll have a few more things for you, and then we'll conclude the show. If there is anyone else lingering out there that wants to call in, the number is 347-633-9823. Call for your best steps now on your spiritual journey and to get some angel intervention. That's what this series of episodes is about, angel intervention and angel help, and we all need it. So listen, and I'll be right back.
you step out on the road, step out on the road. And it's how long and how far and how many times, oh, before it's too late. Calling all angels, calling all angels, walk me through this.
Always lifts me up. Okay, I took a little break to get myself a water break, doing all this straight talking here. And so I heard a little voice from my angels that said, get your book and go to the chapter about asking your angels for help. So I did that. And if you're not familiar with my book, well, first, let me give you all the ways to connect with me if you aren't already familiar with those ways. Obviously, on this Blog Talk Radio, Awakening to Miracles. And if you want to get direct reminders of when there is an episode scheduled from Blog Talk, you can follow it right there on Blog Talk. You can sign up for that. But my main area, I just redid my website. It is sherrilane.com. That's sherrilane.com. And on there, I talk about energy healing work that I do, Reiki, and another form that I personally put together that I call Angels Touch Therapy. And I'm also going to be doing a free online class sharing that Angels Touch Healing. I've already done one class. I tried it online to see how effectively it could be taught and shared online, and it went very well. I did a trial class, and I'm going to do a second trial class and share it with another group. So if you would like to be part of that, I had planned on starting it in mid-March. I always seem to be a little bit behind these days because something else comes up to do and something else, and I'm going in a lot of directions, and it's just me putting all this together. But if you would like to be a part of it, go to the website, sherrilane.com, and read about where it says Angels Touch, and then send me an email. You can either do it through the website on the contact form or to the email sherrilane444@gmail.com. And if you send it in regular email, put in the subject Angel Healing Class and do the same on the contact form. Just tell me you want to be part of that class. And I'm collecting the names
so that when I do start it, which will be very soon, because the materials are already together, it's just my own time trying to work it in when to do some live classes for it. But if you want to be part of that, just let me know, and I have an email group that I'll alert everybody when it's about to start. And it consists of audio classes, and then I'll do some specific live work, you know, kind of like a private radio show for the class. And then there's also some written materials that I'll just send by email. So if you're interested in that, read about it on my website. And it basically, Angel's Touch is a form of energy healing, kind of like Reiki. If you already practice Reiki, it can be something to just add to it and a different thing to experience. If you've never heard of Reiki or never tried it, or if you have, but you're not attuned to be a practitioner of it or someone that actually does Reiki or energy healing work, then it's a great way to start out, kind of a primer course for any other energy healing. But it also, like I said, can enhance if you already do that sort of thing. It's something that came to me after my big awakening time, and it's symbols that are familiar to us more so than some of the Japanese symbols. So it can be very easy to feel comfortable with, because it is things that we kind of already know and relate to. But the healing energy is from angels, and the power just comes through us. We just allow ourselves to be a vessel. So it's really beautiful. And the trial class that I did, the trial group, some fantastic things came from it. And we still all stay very connected. And just a really beautiful thing. It's a way to bring that heavenly energy here through ourselves, through our own willingness and our own body. So I'll go back to, again, that's sherrylane.com if you want to. That's how you can connect. Find all the different things I do, my Twitter, Facebook. My Facebook page has been up until now. It still is kind of my central communication, because I do post there daily, usually a couple times. I do the Thought for the Day from A Course in Miracles. That page is on Facebook, Seeing Miracles Every Day. So definitely join that. And then also maybe bookmark my webpage, because I'm trying to make it a focus to where I can share more things and more blog posts and all the other things that I'm doing. But back to what angels told me to do while we were on the break. I picked up my book, Setting God Free, which I wrote a few years ago about my own awakening experience. That was back 7 or 8 years ago now. And the shift that came through me and mine, I had been a spiritual seeker for a number of years, but I got it like a wham, where everything came to me, gifts opened up, this knowledge came to me, intuition, all of these things happened at once for me, and there really was not anyone much that I could tell about it or talk to, and I had to kind of figure it out and feel my way largely on my own. So Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles is the memoir that I wrote about that whole experience and how each of us can just open our hearts and our minds. And when we do that, we will just be flooded with this God light and angel help. So the part I wanted to read was from the chapter, Angels Will Guide You If You Ask. And I wrote each chapter as a freestanding piece, but that also would sort of flow together to tell about some of the tidbits of my experience. I didn't tell all of it. Some of it was kind of way too heavy to share at that time, but I did share lots of the tidbits. And the part that I just got this nudge to read when we were on break from that chapter about asking the angels, angels will guide you if you ask. I'm not reading the whole chapter, just a small segment of it. But it is, I see angels as an aspect of the divine. The presence of God is so pure, strong, and of high frequency that we may not be prepared to connect with it in its full glory for extended lengths of time. Angels are each elements of that pure force, allowing us a way to experience it on a smaller scale, yet still incredibly powerful. By connecting with angels, we prepare ourselves to truly connect with God, with the source of all that is. I liken it to astronauts having to readjust to the Earth's atmosphere on their return from space. we must readjust to God's magnificence in our own return to Him. Angels' guidance and support shows the way to our divine purpose, leads us on a better path, helps us correct ourselves on our journey so that we can find our higher selves, our souls, and live out what we came here to do rather than just living the scripted, robotic lives that society has prescribed. This return to our true selves and our true purpose thereby returns us to oneness with God. By ignoring angels and not calling on them, we ignore our own plan and ignore our own soul's longing to remember our oneness with each other and with the divine. The more we, as individuals, call on angels and rely on them for guidance, rather than on worldly or human direction alone, the closer we all become to a better world. The more of us who regularly call angels to earth, the more intense, high-powered light we will invite to heal our collective wounds. Ask your angels for help. Ask them to speak to you, and you will feel their presence. It may be in direct voices from them. It may be in synchronistic events. It may be in pertinent phrases from the lips of others or repeated song lyrics. They are messengers for God, couriers of love and protection. If you are open to messages from your angels and ask, you will begin to hear them. It may not always be what you want to hear, but it will always be for your ultimate highest good and for getting you on the most direct path to your divine purpose. Miracles will begin to occur in your life and around you once you make this step to reconnect. You will feel a sense of being an integral part of something greater than yourself and will begin to have clarity about things in your life. Talk to angels and ask them for your help. They will rejoice and will be there to guide you. So that's our directive right now. Ask. And if you would like to read my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, it's on Barnes & Noble online. It's on Amazon.com. Amazon has a Kindle version available. That's 99 cents. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure how long any of the books, the Kindle version and the hardcover are supposed to have already been removed. And I have to tell you, I'm a little frustrated with the publisher. I was going to resubmit it and change some things, and I can't get them to correct or to take it down like they were supposed to. And in that frustration, I may end up withdrawing all of it from that publisher because I do have the rights to it. And I just don't like this limbo and the non-responsiveness. So if you have been wanting a copy or if you just heard of it and want a copy, check now, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, because there probably will be a lull where it will not be available for a bit of time. So go on Amazon. There are, I think, 15 or so reviews where people discuss or talk about what it meant to them and what it may have brought out in them. I do know that it does seem to have the ability to strike certain chords in people. I always attribute that to just messages came through me, and they were divinely guided, and so hits little notes with people that seem to awaken them. So take a look. You can even read a few chapters online on Amazon. Click on that, look inside the book. So, okay, I have another call that I'm going to go to, and then we'll probably wrap this up after this call. I think this is a computer call because it's a 111 area code. I love all those ones, so 111111111. That's all those 11111s. So you'll be live in just a sec.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Thank you. My
name
is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
I keep getting voices that I feel like I know. And so I'm thinking we must be connected out there in the ethers, a lot of
us
today. So, all right. Do you have a question today, Patricia?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I would like to know if you could let me know. And, you know, I've been asking the angels about this, and I'd just like to know, you know, get some confirmation from you.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a neighborhood that I have a neighbor who is a pack rat, and he's, like, bringing in, like, junk to his yard, and it's bringing the neighborhood down. Mm-hmm. And then there's two homes that are foreclosed. And they cleaned up the homes a little bit, but the yards look a little, they look awful. And mm-hmm. so I'm hoping the neighborhood is not going to be, you know, brought down mm-hmm. in value because of this situation.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if the neighborhood is going to become beautiful again, so that, you know, because in case I ever have to sell my house, because I'd like to move in the future, I'd like for the neighborhood to be brought up
okay.
in value.
Okay, well, what I saw as you were talking, one thing was a book, and when I saw it, I was trying to figure out, okay, what kind of book? And what I could feel was like it was some type of gardening or home improvement, home beautification type book. So as you started talking, it made me kind of smile. You know, everybody has free will, so you have this neighbor that's the pack rat. And I always say I'm not a fortune teller. What I can tell you is what you could do maybe to an energetic, vibrational, spiritual way, perhaps put out something that will affect it positively. Does that make sense?
Yes,
okay.
I'm doing some of that.
Okay,
stuff.
Yes, I feel like I know you are. And I was also smiling, though, because I thought Archangel Jophiel came to me this morning and wanted to be what this show was about. And Archangel Jophiel is about beauty, seeing beauty, beautifying things, you know, whether it's redecorating our home or planting in the garden and making the garden beautiful. So that really, really applies to your situation, because I know how frustrating that can be, because it's hard for you to look out your door and see an environment that is not real beautiful and, you know, and stay happy about your surroundings. So I feel like Archangel Jophiel is here for you in this, and I want you to ask for her help and ask for her guidance. But I do feel like there is some sort of neighborhood pride kind of thing that you can maybe instigate or steer people into to, you know, get people join together to try to help out and beautify things. This pack rat neighbor, do you know anything about his personal situation? I feel like, maybe he's alone, depressed, you know, maybe he's in a funk and some friendly neighbors could help him out of it.
He's married. He's been doing this for many, many years. He's got a bunch of metal stuff that he's bringing in. Junk, and he has most of it behind a fence, but then he has a bunch of other stuff outside the fence that everyone can see. People have told him stuff. I don't know. I think it's a sickness, and his wife.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's, and usually things like that are some kind of emptiness. And are people friendly with him? Do they treat him like in a like respectful, neighborly way, or is it more like, that's just a junk?
Everyone in the neighborhood is just afraid to confront the situation because we're all friendly with each other. And
you don't want to hurt his feelings. You don't want to make anybody angry.
But he has been told something. I mean, he's been given hints, and he just doesn't get it. And, the other thing that would have to happen is to call the city, and that's going to be very devastating on him, and it's just going to create a lot of enmity in the neighborhood.
Well, what I always say on here is, all what I do is give you your best steps now on your spiritual journey, and then that ripples out to everything. So I was seeing the gardening, home, beautification. One, keep doing that for yourself.
And try, and you know, ask Jophiel for help and ask for solutions to this. Ask for what you can say that might impact the situation. Maybe it's just help getting him over the funk, you know. And then I think of maybe one of those television shows will swoop in there and help him. But more than anything, try to put out that vibe of just kindness and, you know, offer help if the situation arises. So I can't, you know, it's hard to give an answer in that kind of situation because everybody has free will, including every one of your neighbors. And so you can only do what you can do, but what you can do will possibly have an effect on everybody else. So the neighbors that are concerned about it, you know, maybe you get together and you all just put up an extra effort to have a community beautification committee or anything like that that might get some interest going in that way.
Yeah. Well, we're held under covenants in our neighborhood. He's broken every single covenant rule. You know, like when you first move into a neighborhood and they give you the different agreements, the covenant agreements that should be held.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's broken every rule. So he's against, I mean, he's breaking those covenants. First of all,
Well, then why isn't the committee why isn't the association doing anything?
There's no association here.
Okay. Well, but I mean, who's in charge of the covenant?
They were just covenants that were set in place by the city and with the subdivision. Maybe I do need to call and get more information about that. And yet again, that's just going to.
And for your own spiritual journey, Patricia, you may also just have to let it go. And you may have to say, all I can do is keep my world beautiful, my home, you know, all that's all I can do because I'm draining myself worrying about what he's doing or not doing. And it may come to that. And for your spiritual journey, that's better than staying stuck in he's not doing it and nobody will make him and I can't make him, because that's just a cycle of stuck. So you may have to just say, I can do what I do, and I'm going to do that because that's all I can do. And my journey and not being weighed down by it is more important to me than getting stuck worrying about his stuff. You know, that's his stuff. Don't take it on.
Well, let me ask you this. There is a spirit that, and I don't know if it's a guide or if it's an angel, but this spirit comes in a male voice and has asked me a couple times, how can I help you? And then sometimes the voice tells me, you have not asked. Is that an angel?
Probably. It could be a spirit guide. I mean, to me, they're kind of one and the same because they're doing, you know, they're messengers and helping us. So I don't always get too worried about identifying, is it an angel or spirit guide? One or the other. Okay, so you're being told what you don't, that you aren't asking. Is that right? Is that what you just said? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
When I don't ask enough, that spirit will come to me and say, you have not asked.
You go. That's like spirit saying, I can't do anything. You know what? I would say to that voice, and I would say, okay, I'm asking. Now, I am going to surrender this to you because I'm at my wit's end. I don't know how to solve this. And I'm going to go about my business on my spiritual path, and you said ask, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to let it go to you. And then let it be. Because sometimes we also ask for their help, and then we want to do it our way, and so we're not really letting them just do it. We're not really surrendering it. So maybe that's what the voice is telling you. Ask by surrendering it. Really surrendering it. So
now, when they say ask, and this is just ask, word of mouth, right? I mean, we don't have to write anything down. Because before I used to write things down.
I have even, you can burn it. I have written it down before bed and put it under my pillow so that in the dream state it's there, however you want to, or just a conversation. They're not picky because really they our feelings are what matter. I mean, they speak that language more than anything. So even if you're just feeling it, like feel asking them and you don't even say it out loud, but you're thinking and feeling it, you know, but it usually helps to say it, you know, and whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter as long as you're sincere. Okay?
Because before I used to write things down and then burn it, and then after I used to manifest a lot of things like that, but then that voice came to me and says, all you have to do is ask.
Yeah. You don't have to have any certain ritual. It has to be the sincerity.
Right.
But whatever feels good. If it feels good to burn it because that feels like surrender, that's fine too. But, Patricia, I've got one more call that came on, so I want to try to get to them real quick before the end. But good luck with that, and do ask. You have you have spirit telling you you're not asking enough from us. So do it. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Okay. Tough situation, but, hey, she's got spirit on her side, so that's a good thing to have. Okay, really quickly, area code 337 is going to be our last call, and I'll try to get your question answered. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Erica. I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
I guess my question would be, let's see, I've got a lot going on right now. And I guess I'm trying to figure out how I can get spirit to help me. I'm recovering from post-concussion syndrome, and I haven't quite gotten my bearings back with a lot of pain I got going on in my head. You know, I'm concerned about what direction I'll be moving forward to. I'm trying to work on going a little bit more spiritually. So, I mean, whatever they're saying that I need to be working on.
Okay, so post-concussion, what has your concussion affected? Does it affect your communication?
I have pain in my head. Uh-huh. My eyes have issues focusing. It has messed with my processing. And it messed with a little bit of everything. But as that pain level goes down, I've noticed something's getting better. My balance is off.
Okay. Well, what I saw for you, it was writing, and it was like a hand writing, you know, with a pen. And so I thought at first that it was maybe some project that you were working on. But what it could mean in relation to this is, I'm trying to feel out what, because I was going to say it could, are there any memory issues? Do you need to write things down so that you don't forget them?
Yes,
as you work through this?
Too.
Okay.
Goal setting and, you know, to remember things and just to make that list to kind of put it out there.
Are you a writer at all? Is writing one of the things how you like to express? Have you ever been a writer, or has that been something that you...
In college, when I did my communications degree, I did a lot of writing then.
Okay.
I would love to learn how to write like a writer, but...
Okay, well, you don't have to learn how. You have that already in you. I feel like writing is sort of an inner gift that you have that might be trying to come out. And maybe the slowing down with the concussion is part of getting you toward that. You know, whether it's writing down your feelings from what happened, carrying it into something a little more creative than just writing down things, you know, like lists of things you need to do. Try to get a little more creative that way. And again, I don't know if you heard her earlier when I was talking about the energy clearing meditation. I think that might help get you in balance a little bit better after this injury. So go back in the archives. I think it was August. Go back there and try that and see if that helps you.
Okay.
I think it may help release some of the pain so that some of your tension goes away and you can begin to heal a little better. But I see writing in your future. So do it for fun and write down feelings and, you know, whatever comes to you and just enjoy it right now.
Okay.
But I feel like that's going to blossom. Okay?
Right.
All right. I need to wrap this up. We're out of time. So thank you for calling. I'm going to close out this call. Sorry I had to rush you there, but hope you got a little something out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. I'm going to wrap that one up. Again, go to my website, sherrilane.com. That will lead you to all the things that I do, sherrilane.com, and check out all the different links and get familiar with me. Join me on Facebook at Seeing Miracles Every Day if you haven't already done so. And again, I thank you for being here, and remember to ask your angels. All those messages are coming through, not just to me, but through some of the callers. So don't forget to ask angels and spirit for their help. They're here for you, and they can lead you on your best spiritual path. Have a great rest of the day.